Welcome to Totally Free Very First Podcast. And the title of this podcast is titled, Who You Really Are, Your True Identity in Christ Jesus. Being the counselor that I am, I see a lot of people who are not able to identify who God says they are. They believe the lies and the trick of the enemy or their parents or their friends, and they identify them by the works that they have done. And that's not who you truly are. Christ have said it in the Word of God, and it trumps everything that you have learned, everything that you have been standing on. So let's take a look at who Christ say I really am, my true identity in Christ Jesus. I'm going to read some verses, and I hope that you're familiar with them and that you can repeat them after me. You have to say them enough to allow that partition that's in your soul to be elevated and to stand on the Word of God and believe just who Christ said you really are. Things you do outside of Christ are not your true identity. Those are behaviors. And we just want to make sure that we're standing on the foundation of Christ. I have been justified, completely forgiven, and made righteous according to Romans 5 and 1. I am free from condemnation, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. I have been given the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I have been made righteous. 2 Corinthians verse chapter 5, verse 21. I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Oftentimes people are trying to act a certain way, trying to change their behavior, called behavior modification. And that's not what it's all about. God said you were chosen when you believe. I love what the Bible says about Abraham in Romans. He said he believed and it was counted unto him for righteousness. So you are righteous once you believe in Christ, and everything else will come together. We want to base our identity on what we do or what we don't do, what kind of dresses we wear, and what kind of sports we don't do, or just identity outside of Christ. But see, you have been made righteous, and everything else, as God transforms you and that you're becoming the image of the Son, that's who you really are. So remember, salvation is not based on what you do. It's based on what Christ has already done. And like Abraham, because he believed by faith through the grace of God, that's who you truly are. And everything else will work itself out. You will get to the point that the Holy Spirit begin to talk to you and say, hey, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't go there. But for right now, you allow the Holy Spirit to, as he's knocking, and you open the door, and he will clean you up from the inside out. See, I love the book of Romans because a lot of times man will go from the outside in. But see, Christ has died and he rose again. And that brought about justification. And justification means declaring us not guilty for our sins, making us right with him. It's just as if we never sinned. And see, Christ said, I will remember your sins no more. I will put them in the lake of forgetfulness. And the lake is in the sea. I'm sorry, not a lake, but the sea is so vast that when Christ throws your sins away, men will remind you of what you've done and what you didn't do. But Christ said, I don't see you like that. I see you in the image of my Son who is perfect. I see the beginning. I see the end product. So don't allow people to get you in bondage because you have been justified. Propitiation, the removal of God's punishment for sins through the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ died, he propitiated. He don't leave us responsible for our sins. Yes, there's consequences, but we're not under the banner any longer of being a sinner. We have been made righteous when he died, Jesus Christ died on the cross, and we received that. We put on righteousness. He exchanged our sins for righteousness. And that is good news, according to Romans 3:25. Redemption, according to Romans 3:24, he paid the price so we can go free. The price of sin is death. And so when you call upon the name of Jesus Christ and you believe in what he's already done on the cross, you have been redeemed and he's going to come back. He gave us the Holy Spirit as our token of redemption. And so when we give our life to Jesus Christ, we are filled. We're sealed with the presence of the Holy Spirit. He's sealed there until the day of redemption, till Jesus Christ come back and get us. We are redeemed. Praise God, that is good news. Sanctification, that's the process. As when you give your life to Jesus Christ and we go through this process, that's called the process of sanctification, becoming more and more like Jesus Christ. We're putting off things and we're taking things on. We look more like Christ. We're talking more like Christ. And it's a process from the beginning to the end. And I thank God. As we begin to see ourselves looking more and more like him, that is the process of sanctification. And if you're truly saved, you're going through that process and there's going to be some bumps in the road. There's going to be some ups and downs, but God he don't forsake you. He doesn't leave you. He joined you in the process. He transformed you in that process. And after the sanctification process, glory be to God, it's the glorification. And that's when we're going to see Jesus face to face. That's when we're going to reign with him in heaven. But while we're on this earth, we're going to go through a process. We're not perfect. That word perfect in the Bible means mature. And so we're mature, but we're going to have some times that things are not going to align. We have to confess those to Christ and repent, turn away from it, have a mindset to be free and to repent and to be more like Christ. Romans 8:29 said we will be conformed to the image of the Son. After the process, we're going to look more like Jesus and we're going to talk more like Jesus. But that's only through the process. So don't allow people to condemn you because you make a mistake. Confess it to the Father and know that your image is hidden in Christ Jesus and be bold in it. Walk in it with confidence, knowing that Christ, him who has started a work, he's faithful to complete it all the way to the very end. So that's what we have to look forward to. We are hidden in Christ Jesus. Our identity is in him. No one else, and we are in the perfect place, the mature place of Christ Jesus. So let no one rob you of that. That's your true identity. Now, what you do, your job, and who you are, those are characters. Those are things of you, not so much characters. Those are what you do. But your true identity, always remember, is in Christ Jesus, and no one will be able to take that away. So stand affirm, stand confident, stand in boldness, and knowing that you're becoming more and more like him each and every day. I hope there's something I've said, something that you could take with you in this very first podcast, and just be confident. You're going from glory to glory. Amen.